let me get into the specifics about something he said that troubles me, and that has to do with the U.S. Constitution. He believed, and he said, in the future, our civil rights were eroding away. Well, all of a sudden, we get the Patriots Act. Some people have said that this is one thing that could really erode our rights.
Absolutely. And again, this is one of the things John talked about over and over again, that he was absolutely bewildered and amazed that we did not understand how our Constitution worked and we had no appreciation for it. And numerous occasions he said it was going to be taken away from us. Piece by piece, we would see parts of it disappear as time went on. And of course, this is back in the year 2000, so nobody was paying any attention to it. And then, of course, the Patriot Act comes along. So again, that's one of those instances where people started coming to the story after they had read it, and this happened.
Do we know what John Teeter's physical description might have been? I mean, there obviously were no pictures of him, right?
That's correct. He described himself, I guess, as a white male, but there were no pictures of him online.
All right. Some of the other things he talked about, again, you mentioned mad cow disease, and you are absolutely right. Just yesterday, there was a report out of Britain that it could be more prevalent than they had believed, especially the human form, the CJD, to the point where we're going to do an entire program on this. And he was years ahead of himself there. I mean, this was something that the scientists and doctors were saying is no big deal, and now it very well could be.
Yeah, and, you know, he was specific. He said it was going to come to the U.S. It was going to be worse than we possibly imagined. And he warned us about it over and over again. And, of course, people thought he was ridiculous. They told him he was nuts. It wasn't a problem. And here it is.
Did people attack him when he was posting?
Yes, they did. But I don't think they were, you know, attacking him personally. I think they were attacking the idea that he might be real. I think that that was very threatening for a lot of people when they were talking to him.
Well, you know, on the face of it, it sounds ridiculous. However, you have to stop and think, and you got to say, time travel eventually, I believe this, eventually will be very possible, that we will develop a way to do this. And then it's entirely possible to then assume that they will come back and look at events, maybe try to help, even though so many people say they won't alter, but maybe they will. And so that's entirely possible. Who knows what could happen 30, 40, 50 years from now, maybe even longer.
Well, you know, I'm going to throw a piece of John Teeter's philosophy out there, since you just reminded me of that. Based on the way John described time working, that there were multiple world lines and they were all independent, John seemed to describe that when he came here, he really did not have a moral obligation to do anything for us, because he explained to us that for everything that's good here, it's bad someplace else, so it all evens out in the end. So no matter what I do here, there's another version of me on another world line doing something bad or doing something good. So this overall bizarre philosophy of traveling in time seemed to carry over to a lot of his attitudes about what was right and what was wrong.
Some of his thoughts and predictions were somewhat fun as well. He was asked once about the 2001 Super Bowl. What was his answer on
that? Oh, yeah, that is another one. That is one that it's so weird and far out there that I'll tell you what happened. Just to give you a little background, John had specific rules about what he would talk about when it came to the idea of predictions.
Okay.
And he said that he was not going to be specific in three areas. He said he was not going to give any information about specific people. In other words, he wasn't going to tell us who the president was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to give us stock tips or sports tips. He wasn't going to tell us, who won the Super Bowl or, you know, what stock to buy.
Right.
Actually, this is kind of interesting. One of the side notes, he said, it's very, very interesting that nobody ever asks me which stock to sell. They're always asking me which one to buy. And that apparently bugged him at no end. And the third rule was he wasn't going to give any information about avoiding death by probability, which meant he wasn't going to tell you where an earthquake was, if a plane was going to crash, or
right,
if there was any natural disasters. So given that, here's the answer to a Super Bowl question.
Somebody asked him, I guess, when he
was supposed to. Yeah, somebody, and this is on December 10th of 2000, somebody said, point blank, who is going to win the Super Bowl in 2001? And John got very irate because he had been getting these questions over and over again. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. If you had to travel back in time 10 or 20 years, do you think you could convince people you were a time traveler just based on what you knew right now? You know, could you tell me if it rained in New York City, was his comment. And, of course, nobody paid any attention to that. And now we know the Giants lost that game. You know, so
it rained sadness on that day.
So was that a coincidence or an accident? I don't know, but it sure is bizarre.
He said the IRS would be eventually dissolved, and lo and behold, just a week ago, Dennis Hassert announced, the congressman, that he was going to propose that the IRS be abolished.
Yep, he mentioned that three or four times, and he actually got into a little confrontation with people because he said, we do pay taxes, but we don't pay them to the IRS. We don't pay income taxes, and people didn't understand that, and now, in lieu of what's happening now, it seems to be a little clearer.
They're talking about a use tax or some kind of slighter tax, and you're absolutely right, which, by the way, I've always believed, Oliver, would really jumpstart the economy. I mean, when you put 100% of people's money back in their hands, they're going to buy things.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, I think the way John described it coming about was that the future was very decentralized. You know, no longer did you have these huge monolithic corporations and entities controlling all this money and resources. And it seemed that that was sort of the motivation to get rid of the IRS.
What did he say about cloning?
John, I believe a couple of times, said that in the future, cloning was looked upon as being immoral and wrong. And this is kind of interesting, George. He said that it pertained to the third commandment. This is kind of confusing because it's my understanding that there are different versions of the Ten Commandments, and one of them talks about idols. Thou shalt not make, graven images.
Mm-hmm.
And according to John, they felt that that was the commandment that talked about cloning. So apparently it had worked its way into their religious beliefs somehow, and that's why they thought it was morally wrong.
That is fascinating. Well, and they're moving ahead. Just yesterday again, you talk about days here. Our timing with you is pretty good because yesterday a new form of cloning announced by a company that clones pets. And they said it's much easier now. So it's out there. It's happening.